I'm Francine Harris, and this is Poetry Now. I feel like people have this impression that, you know, if you live in Detroit, you might live in an abandoned house, but this is the image. Like, if you live in Detroit, you live in an abandoned house and you go to a school that's on fire. So I just feel like that's the Detroit story people want to hear. Being in a position where I've watched warehouse fires, you know, I've just kind of watched them happen. I'm kind of rolling my eyes because I'm thinking like, oh God, this is such a Detroit story. But it's true that, you know, warehouse fires are happening. Most of my life in Detroit had nothing to do with fires, but it's true that they did pepper our experience. You know, there's the sound, of course, of things burning and things falling, and you hear the embers popping and all that. But there's also kind of a hush to it that almost reminds me of like a first snowfall in a weird way. So I think in some ways I see this poem as having that kind of hush. Gravity furnace. She wants to set the house on fire. Gas in both hands, gas on the wall. It'd be like the sea torch from its floor. She'd run like light from basement windows, or maybe suck all arms to room ablaze, so housed and gut piping, the cupper hollowed, reaching to a heated black rot at bottom. Like ants, maybe she crawl in the dark. Low on the belly, maybe she thug out late, lay low in ink eight walls, lay low like cold. She might strip bare black glass, sometimes strut, sometimes hide late. She runs from house to ember, a sum of sink. She breathes through flame, a room of spoons. One bar brick, one black-eyed room splatter. One torch spent for each arm, from coal to alley. She heaves hue of concrete into each limb, a house of blue-ring flames to mimic. Someone better run. The context of the poem has to do with the house that I grew up in. It sort of parallels an experience that I have with my home, which I have at this point lost. It's there, but it's vacant. Certainly in the subconscious, you know, I think I've burned that house down. It is like a little fantasy to like go, you know, burn something down when you get angry. She wants to set the house on fire. Gas in both hands, gas on the wall. It'd be like, I mean, I guess I'm not entirely sure how this poem happened or, you know, where that impetus comes from. Maybe it has something to do with agency. So, you know, sometimes I think people in difficult situations do something just to prove to themselves, maybe, or to other people that they have a choice, that they can do something, that they can cause a situation where there will be consequence, right? So, you know, maybe it's not the best thing to torch this house, but at the same time, I feel like the speaker needs to act.
That was Francine Harris and her poem, Gravity Furnace. I'm Colin McNulty, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.